Morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，早安。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
我们翻开哥林多前书第二章第一节跟第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
哥林多前书第二章第一节第二节。
And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
哥林多前书第二章第一节。弟兄们，我从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
We continue reading from verse 3 to verse 5.
我们继续从第三节读到第五节。
I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling.And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕，又甚战惊。我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can come here before you this morning.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们有机会来到你跟前，今天早上。
That we have this opportunity again to present the gospel.
我们有机会再次来宣讲你的福音。
This gospel is no other but you, Lord, crucified for us on the cross.
这个福音不是别的，那是主耶稣基督你自己，并且你钉十字架。
That we who should be dead could now be made alive because of your cross and of your resurrection.
我们本来应该死亡的，但是因着你，我们得着生命，都因着你的十字架，你的复活。
Lord, may you speak to the hearts of everyone here who have yet to know this truth.
主耶稣，我们求你向今天还没有认识这个真理的人的心里头说话。
And that we, our hearts,We have something about eternity before we leave this place.
以致我们离开这个地方之前，我们心里头真的得着有一些是永恒的。
Lord, may you strengthen me, for I am weak and ignorant.
主你加坚固我，因为我是软弱，我是无知的。
May your strength, Lord, be manifest in my weaknesses.
愿你的恩典力量彰显在我的软弱上面。
Lord, may your gospel as a power unto salvation be fully manifested in this place.
主，愿你的福音是神的大能能够彰显在这个地方。
We ask in your most precious name.
我们奉你最宝贵的名字祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Paul wrote this to the people in Corinth.
保罗写信给这班在哥林多居住的人。
Corinth was a big city.
哥林多是个很大的城市。
It has many cultural people living there.
有很多文化，很有文化的人在那里住。
And in those days, there are people who can speak well. They are trained, in speaking, public speaking.
那个时候有很多有懂得讲话的人，他们是受训练去演讲的。
They can speak about philosophy. They can speak about, anything that It can be found.
他们能够讲到哲学，讲到其他许许多多在世界上找到的东西。
And these people who are good at speaking, they will gather unto themselves many admirers and followers.
这些会讲话的人，他们就招聚很多羡慕敬佩他们的人在他们面前。
Based on Paul's education and his teaching, under the guidance of Gamaliel.
靠着保罗自己所受的教育，他在加马列门下受教的经历。
And he was also brought up in a Roman city.
他是在罗马城市里头成长的。
So he also know many of the philosophies of those days.
他也知道当代的很多的这些。
But instead of talking to the people in Corinth about all these things.
但是与其跟这些在哥林多那里居住的人讲到这一切，
He said to them that when I'm among you,
他说当我在你们中间的时候，
I only want to know one thing,
我只要知道一件事情，
that is Jesus Christ and Him crucified,
就是主耶稣基督并他钉十字架，
because this is the center of the whole gospel,
因为这是整个福音的中心。
Without Jesus Christ and Him crucified, there's nothing else left for the Christians.
如果没有主耶稣基督并他钉十字架，在基督徒身上就没有留下什么了。
We remember that Paul, when Paul was a Judaizer or a Pharisee,
我们知道当保罗仍旧是一个犹太教的法利赛人的时候，
He was deep in the teachings about all the things that in the Old Testament.
他是深深的被教育从旧约里头。
He understood it very well.
他很清楚的明白。
But when he heard that there was a man who has been crucified to the cross,
但是他听闻有一个人在十字架上被钉死的时候，
And after he died, there are many followers following him.
并且当他死的时候有许多的人跟从他。
He felt that this is a heretic.
他就觉得这个是一个异端。
And so he tried his best to persecute anyone who followed after this man who was crucified on the cross.
所以他就切尽他所能的去逼迫那些跟随这个人的。
Because to a Jew,
因为对一个犹太人来讲，
the cross of Jesus Christ was a stumbling block to them.
主耶稣的十字架对他们来讲是个绊脚石。
How could one who claimed to be the Messiah,
怎能够有一个自称为弥赛亚的人，
yet so powerless, so shamefully being crucified to the cross,
这样无能，这样羞耻的在被钉死在十字架上呢？
Because he knew that in the Old Testament,
因为他知道在旧约里头，
there is a verse that says that,
有一句话这样讲的，
Curse is everyone that is hanging on the tree,
凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
In the Old Testament, when someone committed a sin that should be punishable by death,
在旧约当一个人犯一个罪他要受死刑的时候，
And if his sin was so great that after he was being stoned to death,
他的罪是这么大，大的一个地步，当他被石头打死以后，
his body will be hanged on the tree,
他的身体会挂在树头上面，
as a demonstration that this man is really terrible and that everyone should see his death as an example, as a warning,
就表明说这个人所犯的罪是这么多的严重，所以要显示给大家看，叫人成为警告。
And there was a saying that curse is everyone hanging on the tree,
所以同样的凡在木头上被挂在树木上被挂的都是被咒诅的。
And even there was a commandment from the Lord that this man must be buried the same day. He must be taken down from the tree and buried in the same day.
所以并且有一个吩咐说这一个人必须在死的那一天被从树上拿下来被埋葬。
Otherwise the place that he was hanged will also be cursed.
否则那个地，他在被挂在木头上的那块地也会被咒诅。
So this is in Paul's mind. How could anyone that was so shamefully crucified, who was cursed, can actually be the Messiah?
所以在保罗的心思里头，他知道怎会有这一个人，这样羞耻的、无能的钉在十字架上。而是弥赛亚。
So he tried his best to persecute any of his followers.
所以他切尽他所能的去逼迫他的跟随者。
We do not know whether Paul had met Jesus or not.
我们不知道保罗有没有亲眼看过主耶稣。
We're not sure whether he met Jesus when Jesus is still alive.
我们不知道他在主耶稣人在地上行走的时候，保罗有没有遇见过他。
There is a possibility that he did.
有可能他见过主耶稣。
Because he was being taught by Gamaliel.
因为他是受教于加玛列门下的。
But we know for sure that Paul later on the road to Damascus met the Lord Jesus.
但是我们能够肯定说保罗到那个大马士路上的时候他是见过主耶稣。
As he was on his way to persecute the Christians, the followers of Jesus.
当他是那个时候他要走路去逼迫主耶稣的跟随者的时候，
He was tried by a great light and he fell to the ground.
他被一个大光击打，他扑倒在地上。
He was so confused.
他就很混乱了。
Because he thought that he is going to do God's will to persecute and to kill the Christians who are heretics.
因为他以为自己正在走在那个侍奉神的路去逼迫那些异端。
And so when he was struck to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him,
但是当他被击打到地上的时候，他听见有声音跟他说
Saul, why have you persecuting me?
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Paul knew in his heart, only God had that power to strike him down with such a great light.
保罗知道只有神有这个大能，能够用大光击打他到地上。
He heard the voice of Jesus saying to him, why are you persecuting me?
但是他听见主耶稣对他说，你为什么逼迫我呢？
At that very moment,
在这一个时刻
suddenly something opened up in Paul's heart.
他人在他心里头打开了。
When he was persecuting the Christians,
当他正在逼迫基督徒的时候
he was actually persecuting the Lord Jesus Christ, who is leading them.
他其实就是逼迫那个带领他们的主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ was in them.
主耶稣基督是在他们里头的。
When he was persecuting them, he is persecuting Jesus.
当他逼迫他们的时候，其实他是逼迫主耶稣自己。
And later on, Paul met the Lord Jesus in Revelations.
后来保罗在启示里头遇见主了。
And then he knew what Jesus wanted him to do.
他知道主耶稣要他做什么。
That the religion or the belief that he was persecuting.Now be one that he will defend.
本来他所逼迫的那个信仰，现在他就是为这个信仰来辩护了。
And he will become a sufferer, suffering persecution on behalf of this belief.
他也成为受苦的、受逼迫的人，为着他的信仰。
What a change!
这是怎么样的一个改变呢
？What a turnaround!
怎样的一个转过来呢
？Only Jesus.Only God can do that.
只有主耶稣，只有神自己能够这样做。
In God's wisdom, that's how He do things.
这是在神的智慧里头，他就这样工作了。
Later on, when Paul go and visit places and preach the gospels,
后来保罗到不同的地方来传讲这个福音的时候
，When he came to Corinth, he stayed there for nearly 18 months.
当他来到哥林多这个地方，他就住在那里有18个月。
He preached the gospel there.
他在那里传福音
even though it was a very sinful city,
纵然这个地方是个非常充满罪恶的地方
full of idolatries and full of prostitutions,
充满偶像充满那个娼妓
it was a port city that is full of commercial activities,
也是个港口所以充满很多的交易商业
where commercial is rife, sins shall also be rife,
那里商业很发达罪恶也很发达
but Paul preached gospel thereAnd there are a group of believers believe and follow.
保罗在那里传福音，有一些人信耶稣来跟从主了。
But Paul, being an apostle, he has to travel all the time, and then he has to leave.
但是保罗因为要到处传福音，他要离开了。
And after he left, after a while, he heard that things are not going well in Corinth.
离开后不久，他也听见哥林多的信徒有一些问题了。
He heard that there are arguments. There are people who call themselves, I belong to this, I belong to that.
他就听见在他们中间有纷争的，说我是属于谁，我是属于这一个那一个。
Some say I belong to Paul, some say I belong to Peter, some say I belong to Christ.
有一些人他说我属于保罗，我属于彼得，我属于基督。
They seem to have forgotten what was the central message that Paul preached to them.
他们是否忘记了保罗所传给他们那个中心的信息是什么
？That is Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
就是主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
It was for the sins of the Corinthians that Jesus Christ went to the cross.
是为着哥林多人的罪，主耶稣被钉十字架了。
It was for the Corinthians and all the sinful.Human being of the whole world that Jesus Christ went to the cross.
为着哥林多人，为着全世界人的罪，主耶稣被钉十字架了。
And the Corinthians forgotten that.
哥林多人忘记这个。
And Paul wrote this letter to remind them.
保罗写这一封信去提醒他们。
That when he came among them,
当他来到他们中间的时候
，he did not came with persuasive words of men.
他没有用那个智慧委婉的言语人的话来讲。
But he came to them with one message.
他来只是带着一个信息。
That Jesus Christ and him crucified.
就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Paul could have preached Christ as being the great high priest.
保罗传基督作为那位大祭司。
Paul could have preached Christ as the greatest prophet that the world has ever known.
保罗传基督就是那位全世界最伟大最伟大的大先知。
Paul could have preached that Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
保罗传基督是万王之王万主之主。
And yet when he came to the Corinthians, he said, I'll preach to you Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他来到哥林多那里他传说基督耶稣并他钉十字架。
Jesus Christ.
基督耶稣。
He was hung on the cross between heaven and earth.
耶稣基督他是在天地中间被悬挂。
He was rejected by the Jews.
他是被犹太人所拒绝的。
Despised by the Greeks.
被希腊人所轻视的。
Crucified by the Romans.
被罗马人钉死的。
And this is the same Christ that Paul preached to them.
是同一个基督保罗传讲。
We turn to Corinthians chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们翻到哥林多前书第一章。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Here we read,Why it is so difficult for the Jews and the Gentiles to believe that Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们在这里读到为什么犹太人为什么希腊人他们这么难去相信接受基督耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Verse 18.
十八节。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
十八节，因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through this, to the foolishness of the message preached, to save those who believe.
智慧人在那里，文士在那里，这世上的辩士在那里，神岂不是叫这些世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？世人凭自己的智慧，既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理，拯救那些信的人。这就是神的智慧了。
For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greek foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石。在外邦人为愚拙，但在蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的大能、神的智慧。
So we can see that it is difficult for the Jewish people and for the Gentiles to believe. How could the Christ that was crucified on the cross is the God who loved them and who gave His life to them?
所以对犹太人和外邦人来讲，要相信基督是被钉十字架，那一位就是。神所拯救人的救恩，主耶稣就是救主。
To the Jews, a stumbling block. To the Greek, to the Gentiles, a foolishness.
对犹太人来讲，这个是绊脚石；对外邦人、希利尼人，是一个愚拙。
Because to them, either a Messiah or Christ or God, he should be clothed in power, in glory.
因为对他们来讲呢，弥赛亚、基督、神都是必须是。穿戴荣耀大能的。
But yet, the Christ that Paul preached was crucified so weak and so shamefully on the cross.
但是保罗所传的基督是这么的软弱，这么的羞耻，被挂在木头上。
But yet Paul said, this is the power of God.
但是保罗却说，这是神的大能。
To really understand that, we really look at this, a message that Paul is trying to preach.
我们要明白这个，我们就要来看保罗所传的福音。
Paul said,I want to know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
保罗说我不知道别的只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
We know that when the Lord Jesus was born,
我们知道当主耶稣出生的时候
He was born in a very humble manger.
他是这个非常卑微的马槽里头降生
And then he grew up in the carpenter's shop.
然后他在一个木匠的家里头店里头成长
As you look through the Gospels, we find that the Lord Jesus is truly man.
然后我们读福音书的时候我们看见主耶稣真的是一个人呢
When he's hungry, he feels the hunger.
当他肚子饿的时候他就感觉饥饿了
And he can feel thirsty
他也感觉干渴的
After a long walk he feels weary
走路走得很远以后他感觉很软弱很疲倦
And when he is sad he is sorrowful and he can weep
当他忧愁的时候他感觉难受并且他会哭泣的
And if he felt there is a need he will go up to the mountain and pray to his father
有需要的时候他就要到山上去向他的天父祷告的
He is truly man.
他真是一个人
But yet he is also truly God.
他也真是一位神
We saw him walk on water.
我们看见他在水面上行走
We saw him open up the eyes of the blind.
我们看见他把瞎子的眼睛打开
We saw with one touch he can heal a leper.
借着一个触摸他能够叫一个长大麻风的人能够被医治
And he can do things that No human being can do.
他能够做事情，人类没有人能够做的。
And yet, this man who is completely, perfectly both man and God,
这个是完完全全的人，完完全全的神。
Yet chose to be crucified to the cross.
却拣选了在十字架上被钉死。
And people out down there were saying to him, "If you are truly God, come down from the cross, and we'll believe in you."
人在下面看见他说如果你真的是神的儿子你下来了显给我们看
But he did not come down.
但是他没有下来
He stayed on that cross.
他留在十字架上面
This is the Jesus Christ that we believe in.
这就是这位耶稣基督我们所相信的
Because on that cross,
因为在这个十字架上
Not only he died,
不单只是他死了
But every single one who believed in him also died there.
每一个相信他的每一个人都跟他一起死了。
My friend and my brothers and sisters.
我的朋友我的弟兄姊妹。
Do you realize what happened there?
你明白在那个时候发生什么事吗?
Why must he die?
他为什么死呢?
I have talked about this a few months ago.
几个月之前我也讲过这个。
Why must Jesus die?
耶稣为什么一定要死呢?
I talk about our sins are so great.
我讲过我们的罪是这么的大。
And the wages of our sins is death.
我们罪的工价是死。
And none of us can die in order to pay for our sins.
没有一个人我们能这个死能够还清我们的罪。
We cannot pay that price.
我们没有办法还清这个罪债。
And Jesus, God's Son, decided to pay that price for you and for me.
耶稣基督神的儿子决定的去为你跟我的罪
And when he was captured, when he was interrogated, and when he was crucified to that cross,
当他被捉拿、被审问、被钉在十字架上的时候
he did not reject that punishment.
他没有拒绝这个惩罚
Even though he has not committed a single sin,
虽然他没有犯过任何的一个罪
yet you and I have committed so many sins.
但是你跟我却犯了这么多的罪
What are your sins and my sins?
你的罪是什么？我的罪是什么呢
？Let's look at a few of those.
我们来看看。
In the book of Romans,
我们来从罗马书看一些。
Verse 28, chapter 1.
罗马书第一章二十八节。
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting.Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving,unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
罗马书一章二十八节，他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存 邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事，专满了各样不义，邪恶贪婪恶毒，满心是嫉妒，凶杀憎敬诡诈毒恨，又是谄媚的，背后说人的，怨恨神的，辱骂人的，狂傲的，自夸的，捏造恶事的，违背父母的，无知的，卑劣的，无亲情的，不怜悯人的。他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
As I'm reading this and as my brother interpreting this, I wonder whether you felt that any of these things are describing yourself.
当我读的时候，当我弟兄翻译的时候，我不知道你在讲看的时候、听的时候，你有没有发觉你在其中有一些罪呢？
I do see my sins in here too.
我在这些罪的清单里头，我看见。
And God said that those who do these things, they are punishable by death.
神说行这样事的人是当死的。
But yet 30 years ago I heard that there was a man who died for me on the cross.
30年前我听见有人告诉我有一个人为我的罪死在十架上。
And that I might live again.
以致我能够活过来。
And when I heard that message,
当我听这个信息的时候，
suddenly a big weight of my burden of sin fell off me.
突然间在我身上那个罪很重的罪担就从我身上脱下来了。
I do not know how, but I believe that.
我不知道怎样，但是我相信了。
I do not think that it's foolishness.
我不觉得，我不想这个是愚蠢。
I do not think that it's a stumbling block.
我不想这个是一个绊脚石。
Somehow God gave me that ability to believe in such a teaching.
神就给我这个能叫我可以去相信这个福音。
Because when I draw near to this teaching,
当我亲近这个教导的时候，
I discover it's not just a teaching.
我就发觉它不单只是个教导。
It was actually a person.
乃是一个人。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Jesus Christ is a person.
耶稣基督是一个人。
For you and for me, He went to the cross.
为着你跟我，他走上十字架上。
For the sins that were described here in this Bible.
在这本圣经所描述里头的罪。
For the sins that you have committed and I have committed.
为着你跟我所犯过的罪。
He is a person who had bear your sins upon Himself and went to that cross.
他是一个人，为着你跟我的罪，承担你跟我的罪，被钉在十字架上。
And on that cross, He shed His precious blood.
在这个十字架上，他流出他的宝血。
Because without blood, there is no remission of sins.
因为若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
On that cross,
在这个十字架上，
not only He died,
不单止他死了，
but you and I,who was supposed to die, died there.
你跟我本来是该死的，也在这个十字架上跟他一起死了。
Jesus Christ died for you and I.
耶稣基督为你跟我死了。
And you and I also was on there, crucified.
你跟我也在那里被钉死了。
And then Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
然后主耶稣从死里头复活。
3 days later, He rose from the dead.
3天之后，他从死里头复活。
He is truly God's Son.
他是真的是神的儿子。
And death could not hold Him.
死亡不能够拘禁他。
And when He rises from the dead,
当他从死里活过来的时候，
His resurrection life now lives in everyone who believes in Him.
他复活的生命现在在每一个相信他的人的心里头。
Because life always come out of death.
因为生命总是从冲破死亡而来的。
For example,
比方说，
How do you and I continue living today?
你跟我今天怎能够继续生活呢？
You and I continue to live today because something else died, isn't it?
你跟我继续生活因为有一些东西死去了。
You don't understand me.
你不明白。
For example, maybe I can ask you a question. What did you have for dinner last night?
比方我跟你问你，你昨天晚上吃个什么呢？晚餐的时候。
Some of you have pork.
有一些人吃猪肉。
Chinese people like pork, isn't it?
中国人喜欢猪肉。
Some have beef.
有一些人吃牛肉。
So those animals will have to die in order to sustain your life.
这些动物啊都要死，以至于要维持你的生命。
But some of you may say, "Hey, wait a minute, I'm a vegetarian."
但是你们说，哎，等等，我是吃素的。
How about the shoes you wear?
你所穿的鞋子是怎样
？Are you wearing a leather shoes?
你是穿皮鞋呢
？Where does leather come from?
这些皮从哪里来呢
？It came from an animal that was slain.
从一个被杀的动物里头来的。
Because death, life came out of death.
因为生命是从死亡那里
出来。You can continue living and sustain your life because animals have died.
你能够继续生活，因为有一些动物死了。
That's why when Man first sinned in the Garden of Eden.
为这个缘故呢，人在伊甸园里头犯罪的时候
，God had to slay an animal.
神需要宰一个动物
，take the skin and make a garment for the man in the garden.
拿动物的皮作为衣服给人穿。
It is a picture.
这是一个图画。
That later on the cross.
之后在这个十架上的
Someone has to die
有一个需要死
So that you and I may have life
以致你跟我得生命
And that man is not a mere man
这个人不单单只一个是一个人
As I mentioned before, he is also God
我也讲过了他也是真的真神
And out of his death
因着他的死
came resurrection lifeThat give each one of us hope.
有复活的生命给你我盼望。
Take away the cross.
挪去十字架。
Take away the death of Jesus Christ.
挪去耶稣基督的死。
Then we have nothing left.
我们什么都没有。
All of us sitting here will be sitting here in vain.
每一个坐在这里的人都是空空的坐，白白的坐。
Because without the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross.None of our belief will be worth anything.
没有主耶稣在十字架上被钉死，你跟我根本毫无价值。
So my friends,
所以我的朋友们
，If you are here for the first time,
如果你是第一次来到这里
，If you have never heard the gospel before,
如果你以前从来没有听过福音
，Even if you have been here many times and heard the gospel many times,
甚至你已经来到这里很多次，听过福音很多次
，But you have never personally putting your trust.On Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
但是你从来没有把你的心靠完全投在主耶稣基督并他十字架上面。
Then you will have to face the judgment of God one day.
那么你有一天必须要面对神的审判。
You need to understand and accept the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on your behalf.
你需要明白并且接受主耶稣的死为做你的死。
Then can you be free from the judgment?The wrath of God.
你就能够从神的审判的愤怒里头得自由了。
The life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督的生命
live in everyone who have accepted Him and believe in Him.
住在每一个接受他、相信他的人里头。
And this life of the Lord Jesus Christ will remind you.Each day of that cross that He suffered for you.
这个在你里头的生命，每一天都提醒你，他在十架上为你死。
Yes, the death on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ was an accomplished fact that happened many years ago.
是主耶稣钉十架在很多年之前已经是一个历史事实，已经发生过了。
And everyone doesn't matter which point of history you are in, if you put your faith in that event and that accomplishment of the Lord Jesus Christ.You shall be saved.
无论你生在那个年代的人，只要你把信心、信靠投在他的十架的救恩上面呢，你都得着这个救恩。
Not I who say it, but the Bible. It was God who said it.
不是我这样说，乃是神的话，圣经这样说。
Everyone who puts the trust in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved.
凡信靠主耶稣基督的人都必得救。
But when Paul wrote to the Corinthians,
但是当保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候
when he Talk to them that I want you to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified.
他跟他们说，我不叫你们知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Of course, in his letter, in his epistle, he talked about many other things.
当然，他的信写到其他东西。
But the most important things for him is that Jesus Christ and him crucified.
但是最重要的就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Why did Paul want to emphasize again to a group of believers who have already believed?
为什么保罗要向着一般已经信耶稣的人强调这一个呢？
Can we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4?
我们翻到哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 8.
哥林多前书第四章第八节。
You are already full. You are already rich. You have reigned as kings without us. And indeed, I could wish you did reign.That we also might reign with you. For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles last, as men condemned to death, for we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To the present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed.And bitten and homeless.
哥林多前书第四章第八节，你们已经饱足了，已经丰富了，不用我们自己就做王了。我愿意你们果真做王，叫我们也得与你们一同做王。我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏，给世人和天使观看。我们为基督的缘故，算是愚拙的。你们在基督里倒算是聪明的，我们软弱的，你们倒强壮。你们有荣耀，我们倒被藐视。直到如今，我们还是又饥又渴，又赤身露体，又挨打，又没有一定的住处。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，Paul came among the Corinthians.
保罗来到哥林多人中间
，and he emphasized that message, Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
他强调耶稣基督。强调这个耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Even though many maybe some time ago that the Corinthians had believed in that,
虽然好些日子之前哥林多人已经信耶稣了。
They knew that Jesus Christ died for them.
他知道耶稣是为他们死了。
And they believed.
他们相信了。
But after a while, somehow they forgotten it.
但是过了一段日子，不知不觉他们忘记了。
They became proud.
他们变得骄傲了。
They felt that they are wise.
他们觉得自己很有智慧。
They felt that they are few.
他觉得他们是独特的。
And they even felt that they are like kings reigning.
甚至觉得自己是做王来管制了。
And Paul said to them.
然后保罗跟他们说。
Yet we are hungry.
但是我们却是饥饿的。
We are thirsty.
我们是干渴的。
We are naked.
我们是赤身露体。
We are beaten. We are homeless.
我们是被挨打的，又没有一定的住处的。
Paul wanted to wake them up.
保罗想，叫醒他们。
That when Jesus Christ went to the cross, that's how he was.
当主耶稣到十字架上的时候，他就是这样。
And Paul himself as apostle lived like that too.
保罗作为使徒也是这样生活。
Live in poverty.
在贫穷里头生活。
Live in suffering.
在苦难里头生活。
And yet this group of Corinthians, after they believe, they becomeThey thought that they are wise and they are rich and they need nothing else.
但是这些哥林多的信徒，他们相信耶稣之后，他们觉得自己有钱了，丰富了，饱足了，不需要其他了。
That's why Paul comes to them and emphasizes to them again the fact that Jesus Christ and Him crucified is the central message of what he wanted to tell them.
以致保罗要向他们重申，要强调耶稣基督并他钉十字架是一个中心。
Because everyone who follow the Lord Jesus Christ,
因为每一个人要跟从耶稣基督
not only believe in the crucifixion that the Lord Jesus suffered for them many years ago,
不单只要相信主耶稣在很多年前为他们所钉十字架所成就的救恩
but every single day,
但是也在每一天的日子里头
they need to revise that message over and over again.
他们要一再一再温习这一个信息
Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
路加福音第九章二十三节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
路加福音第九章二十三节。
Then Jesus said to them all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me.
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost?
人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上了自己，有什么益处呢？
Paul reminded the Corinthians.
保罗提醒哥林多人。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified is a message.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架是个信息。
And here we have the word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在主耶稣亲口所说的话。
That if anyone would follow after Him.
若有人要跟从他。
They must take up his cross daily to follow him.
他们必须要每天背起自己的十字架跟随他。
And Paul is reminding the Corinthians that they have to do likewise.
保罗提醒哥林多人都要这样做。
Yes, crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ happened in the past.
是主耶稣钉十字架在以前发生过了。
But to every believer, every follower of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以每一个信徒，每一个跟从者。
Daily, they need to be crucified.
每一天他们都必须要被钉死。
Of their flesh.
他们的肉体要被钉死。
Of their soul life.
为着他们只有魂生命要被钉死。
In order that they will be acceptable to God.
以致他们能够蒙神的喜悦。
Because this is a message.
因为这就是那信息。
Jesus Christ who crucified is not just a fact in the past, but a fact for every single day of everyone who follow him.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架不是以前的历史而已。而是每一天对他的跟从者，对相信他的人，每一天都要发生的事。
David Brennan is a missionary to the American Indians.
David Brennan 是一个美国人，向印度人传福音，印第安人传福音。
When he first went there, they were all drunkard.
当他刚刚到印第安人中间的时候，他们都是醉酒的。
They live a very immoral life.
他们过一个非常不道德的生活。
But later on, through much prayers.
但是后来经过很多很多的祷告
，Even sometimes he coughed up blood in the snow as he prayed for the Indians。
甚至有一些时候，他为着这些印第安人祷告的时候，在雪中来吐血，在冰天雪地里头吐血的。
One day the Holy Spirit worked, and many of these Indians became believers。
有一天，圣灵大大的工作在这些印第安人身上做工。
And David Brennan wrote in his diary。
那么 David Brennan 这个弟兄，他在他日记里头写
，He said。There's no need to preach to the Indian to tell them to correct their life in a moral way.
他说不需要跟这些印第安人说在生活的道德上要怎样怎样，不要做什么要做什么。
Because once they grasp the fact that Jesus Christ and Him crucified, this great fact, their life will change.
因为当这些人真的掌握明白知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架呢，他们整个生命都会被改变过来。
That daily they will examine their own life.
每一天他们都会检查自己的生命。
To see if they have sinned against God or not.
看看他们里头有没有得罪神的。
If the fact that Jesus Christ and Him crucified is one that captured their old hearts.
就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架，就是每一天抓住他们的心。
So my friend,
所以我的朋友们
if you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你从来没有相信主耶稣基督
I want to tell you now in a very simple way.
我要现在跟你很简单的讲说
For your sins,
为着你的罪
which is punishable by death,
是应该受死的
yet Jesus Christ, God's Son, has died for you.
但是耶稣基督神的儿子却已经为你死了。
But after he died for you,
但是当他为你死之后
if you believe in him,
如果你相信他
his life shall also live within you.
他的生命也会进到你里头活着。
Because on that cross there is a divine transaction.
因为在这个十字架上有一个神圣的交易。
He died.
神圣的交换他死了。
And you and I die with him.
你跟我跟他一起死。
Then he lives.
然后他活了。
you and I will also live with him.
你跟我跟他一起活过来。
And by this new life that he put in you and I,
凭着他放在你跟我里头的这个新的生命，
then each day we were able to take up his cross and follow him.
每一天我们都能够背着自己的十字架来跟从他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
my friends,
我的朋友，
without Jesus Christ and him crucified,
没有主耶稣基督并他钉十字架，
there is no Christian belief,
没有基督徒的信仰，
because that is the basic of Christianity.
因为这就是基督信仰的基本。
Jesus Christ and him crucified.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
I believe that 30 years ago.
30年前我相信这个。
It changed my life.
这个改变我的生命。
It changed the lives of many people who believe that.
这个也改变许多相信这个福音的许多的人。
And I hope that when you believe.
我希望当你相信。
And truly believe.
是真的相信。
And I know that it will also change your life.
那么我就知道一定会改变你的生命。
It is a simple message.
是个很简单的信息。
But it is God's message.
但是是神给你的信息。
Believe.
相信。
Jesus Christ has been crucified for you.
耶稣基督已经为你钉十字架了。
And Jesus Christ's life will live in you.
主耶稣基督的生命要进到你里头活着。
And one day when we face God.
有一天当我们要面对神的时候。
In his judgment.
在他的审判里头，
we will have no fear,
我们就不需要惧怕了，
because you have the life of the Lord Jesus Christ living in you.
因为有主耶稣基督的生命在你里头活着，
and we have his blood,
我们有他的宝血，
as the evidence that he has cleansed us from all of our sins.
就成为一个确据证明他把我们从许多的罪里头赦免过来了，洗净过来了。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help you.
愿神帮助你。
To put your trust in Him.
以致你能够把信靠投在他里头。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit work in our hearts.
主，我们求你的圣灵在我们心里头工作。
Make this simple faith, simple truth so lively within our heart.
叫这个这么简单的信息，这个简单的信心活泼的在我们心里头。
That we may believe.
以致我们能够相信。
And that each day that we live.
以致我们每一天的生活。
The reality of this fact that Jesus Christ and Him crucified may be evident in our life.
这个耶稣基督并他钉十字架这个事实成为我们每一天的实际。
We thank you for this time.
主，我们为着这个时间我们谢谢你。
We ask in the most precious name.
我们乃是奉主耶稣最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.